Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you why WWE were kicking people out of their NXT tapings earlier this week.
Are two former WWE superstars heading to Impact Wrestling?
We have the real reason Karrion Kross is now Tensai.
And the Adam Cole saga is far from over. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
We're going to kick things off by talking this week's set of NXT tapings. So WWE is currently going through the process of taping the next 3 episodes of NXT. Pre-taped shows up until the 14th of September when they return to a live setting. Now, Monday was when these tapings began. And there are a couple of different accounts now floating around suggesting that spoiler leakage may be the reason that people were kicked out of these tapings. So Cassidy Haynes of Bodyslam.net was on Twitter on late on Monday night / small hours of Tuesday morning talking about this. A quote from one of his writers for Bodyslam who was kicked out here. Yep, she had a picture of me on her phone and everything. So alleging that whoever kicked them out took a photo of this person using their phone or whatever and got rid of them out of the building. They were kind of, this person was like hunted out, sniffed out is the language Cassidy's used here. Here's another quote. The lady said a producer caught me on camera texting or something and watched me for a while. Apparently the reason given for this was that the WWE people thought that they were potentially a dirt sheet writer. Now there's another account here, an anonymous fan, an anonymous attendee, per Mark Middleton of Wrestling Headlines, was asked to leave the show as WWE thought they were tweeting spoilers for NXT. Now, this did not work, obviously, because the NXT spoilers hit the internet a few hours after the show anyway. If you wanted to, and if you wanted to try and track them down, you could find everything that happened on last night's episode in advance. Now, this is something else, this, really, isn't it? Because no one likes spoilers, you know. It's part of the job for us. Like, we inevitably come across them because, hey, that's just how life is when you work in this side of wrestling media and everything else. But at the same time, I kind of feel like a more productive way to do this would be maybe to make people sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Exactly.
You know, when they come in. Things like that to save having to go, hey, you with the phone, get the hell out of here. Because you could end up, you know, booting someone out who's completely innocent and it's just maybe taking a cool photo to say, hey, look, I'm at the show, I'm having fun. Also, to point out as well, NXT's most critically acclaimed weekly period from like 2015, 16 to 2018 or 19, whatever that window is, was when it was a pre-taped show.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a whole lot of evidence out there to support the idea that pre-taped shows are always going to do, you know, terrible numbers either. So, hey, for me, it's a multi-layered situation. I wouldn't support kicking people out of the venue for taking a little photo and uploading a spoiler, but it is what it is. It's happened.
Yeah, is it wrong of me to think that when they say kicking people out of the venue, I always envisage it like a referee going, you're out of here! Yeah, I've got mixed emotions again on this one because I'm not a fan of spoilers. I try and avoid spoilers as much as I can, like you say, in this line of work with previewing and reviewing NXT weekly on a podcast with myself and the Daddy Boys, What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. It is nice to be kind of in the dark with where things are going. I think you just hit the nail on the head. There's not a lot I can say really to go on top of what you said. You're right. Just get and sign an NDA and then... Yeah. or just ask people. I know I saw, I think it was Sean Ross Sapp, was tweeting about the fact that AEW has people with big signs up saying, please don't tweet spoilers. And I know they probably do that as well in NXT. I just think a better working relationship with the audience rather than just grabbing someone by the scruff of the neck and chucking them out because they've got a phone. I just don't think it really endears yourself. But like you say, NDAs seems to be the easiest way to do this. And then we can all enjoy the blissful ignorance despite the tapings, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And one final point as well, like real quick. If I happen to cross some spoilers and I see something really cool is going to happen on the show, I'm going to tune in to see the cool thing anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, there you go.
Right, let's talk about former WWE wrestlers seemingly heading to Impact Wrestling. And those names are Braun Strowman and the former Buddy Murphy, now Buddy Matthews. It was on Jay Chung's Twitch channel where she was sat, I believe, at a baseball game with Scott D'Amore, Josh Alexander, and the man with the best name, George Iceman. And yeah, they teased this Thursday Murphy is going to debut, or Matthews, former Murphy, and Strowman. Well, they talked about being on the road to Braun for Glory. I think a lot of us anticipated maybe Braun not actually joining any other wrestling company, just sort of going away for a bit. And we all thought that eventually WWE would bring him back. But I think Impact Wrestling is a great place for him. Anywhere on TV is great for Buddy Murphy. He is so talented and was so underutilized in WWE. But two big gets for Impact there, Andy.
Yeah, potentially. We'll see if they show up after their... I guess both of them would, yeah, no, both of them would definitely have 90 days on there, wouldn't they? I'm not sure of the dates on those, because there have been so many releases this year, it's hard to keep track of when they were let go and everything else, isn't it? But yeah, I think they'd both be good fits. I think Buddy Murphy seems like a guy who's just going to work everywhere, and that's really cool, because I want to see that guy just having mad matches all over the place. And Braun's a massive, huge, colossal human being. A guy like that's usually going to have something to offer. I would be very interested to see how he fits in Impact.
Braun Strowman versus Moose, I've just realised, would be an absolute banger.
That would be a large men smashing into each other. It would be a lot of fun. Speaking of fun, Karrion Kross's new look. It's a bit weird, let's be honest. It's kind of part Demolition, part The Sultan, part Kwang, part whoever I said in the intro that I can't remember, Tensai, the mask, the studs, the crisscrossing straps. It was it got conversation going yesterday on the internet.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it's rubbish. cutting to the heart of the matter there. But you might be wondering why WWE chose to dress Cross up like this, like a man with very adventurous sexual tastes, you know. Andrew Zarian of the Matt Men Pro Wrestling Podcast sourced the following quote on the matter. Everything and everyone must be marketable. Toys, shirts, imaging, and accessories. You need to stand out to sell, and this is how they sell. So it's marketing, basically. That's all very well, I think. He does stand out, but you look like an idiot on TV. I'm not sure that's a good way of standing out.
Yeah, it's just so surreal, this, isn't it? Like, we're never surprised when, you know, Braun Strowman, when he beat up that car, and then the next week they released a car, or Strowman had that bike that got smashed up for 1 week so they could sell him with that. I get what they're doing. I just don't really feel they should maybe do that at the expense of a former NXT champion. It is literally putting a hat on something so you can sell it. You can sell Malibu Stacy. Shout out to Ryan Nicholson, one of our editors, who absolutely nailed this on Twitter, by saying, yeah, but this one's got a new mask.
Yeah. It's a weird, weird thing indeed. The poor guy, I just think he looks really stupid with this stuff on. And look, the little straps were like falling off by the end of his match with Ricochet. Poor Karrion Kross. This is not what this guy signed up for.
He looks like a spare prick in... And imagine what that means. At least Slapjack got a lovely paper plate to put on his face. Right, let's move on and talk about Adam Cole, whose mind should have been made up with what they've done by Karrion Kross. All right, Adam, we're going to give you a pet giraffe to walk around with. Look, this saga is rolling on and on and on. There was speculation earlier on in the week that his contract is finished. And, you know, he signed that little bit of an extension after his contract expired in July so he could work TakeOver. And we all thought that he was already in talks with AEW. It's now been clarified that he's not a free agent until this Friday, which is when he can start maybe chatting to the likes of AEW. But according to Fightful Select, again, no crap, just Sapp, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select, WWE desperate to have another meeting and offer him another contract before, well, this weekend, you would presume. And I keep saying this every time we talk about Andy, give him the world because they can't afford to lose him right now.
Yeah, give him a giraffe, like you said. That's that's probably their goal of the world there. No, like, yeah, you would absolutely expect WWE to throw all kinds of things at Adam Cole to keep hold of him. He's Triple H's favourite guy, isn't he, in NXT? And he's a beloved figure across the company and everything else. Still very excited to keep following this story because, hey, like, stuff like this, like the emergence of AEW has made things really fun to follow in terms of, like, free agents and where they're going to go and negotiations and everything else. And I'm enjoying the ride so far. Let's see where he ends up.
What am I thinking? They wouldn't give him a giraffe. They'd give him a horse so he could say, Adam Cole, nay, nay.
Oh.
Everyone to Twitter questions.
That was painful.
Do you want to get to this first question today? Comes from Gutierrez from Costa Rica, who says, hola, amigos.
Legend.
Saludos desde Costa Rica. Since there is a women's casino battle royal at All Out. Sorry, Gutierrez, by butchering that accent and words, probably, by the way. But since there is a women's casino battle royal at All Out, do you see Ruby Soho as the Joker or someone else?
Yeah, shouts to Gutierrez, by the way. He's been sending in questions left, right and centre. Great man. Yeah, I think so. I think she's the standout candidate, right? Her non-compete expires a few days before the pay-per-view, yeah. So she should be available. She's been producing these cool vignettes, these little videos on social media that have gone out. And I think, really, if you want a surprise in that role, there are three options for me. Ruby, who's the most exciting person. Mercedes Martinez, who would theoretically be available as well, and she has appeared for AEW in the past, but maybe not as big a surprise as Ruby Soho. And then number three would be Anna Jay. But,
oh yeah.
Yeah, how injured is she still? I don't know. But for me, those are the three picks, and I think Ruby is the best one.
Yeah, hell of a shout. I believe that she should be the Joker, and because they haven't really done this a lot to AEW's credit, I suppose, because they've used it to elevate other people, I'd have, for once, the Joker be the one who actually wins the whole thing, because bringing her in or immediately putting her in a title match, I think, is the right thing to do. She's so talented. She, again, was so underutilized. And because we've answered Gutierrez's question, now he has to host us when we come to Costa Rica, Andy Murray. So there you go. See you there next week. J-Man, this is our second question of the day, saying, greetings, legends. My girlfriend recently got into wrestling and is still very new to it. What one match and or pay-per-view throughout history would be a must-watch that I can show to her?
Oh, wow. Okay, so I think the Ronda Rousey debut match is perfect for things like this. Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle versus Stephanie McMahon and Triple H. It's just so perfectly calibrated. It's perfectly plotted to generate dramatic peaks. And I think if you watch that and you're new to the sport, you will immediately have a much stronger understanding of what wrestling is and how it plays out and how dramatic and exciting it can be and everything else. As far as a pay-per-view from start to finish, it's not entirely relevant to this era anymore. But WrestleMania 17 is all killer, no filler, and a great choice.
Yeah, I'd suggest, in terms of pay-per-views, possibly, is it Money in the Bank 2011? I always get confused. 2011, the Punk one.
2011.
Because that is really good across the board. You've got Brian winning the briefcase, I believe, and Del Rio, and Christian got, I think, is that the one where he gosses in Randy Orton's face? It's in and around that time, basically. But yeah, great pay-per-view, and I'm just going to go with the easy option here, Andy. Rock Hogan from WrestleMania, because, yeah. If you haven't seen
absolutely.
That, straight into the veins with it, and it's dead easy to just go, right, well, you've probably heard of both of these, and just watch. You don't need to know any backstory to it, even though there's all that bollocks with them trying to, I think, kill The Rock in the lead-up to it. Anyway, final question today comes from Jake, who says, if you had to pick a former WWE wrestler to make a cameo as Dexter Lumis's best man, yes, they announced the wedding, by the way, is going to be happening in a few weeks on NXT. If you're going to pick someone to be his best man at the wedding, who would you choose?
What? who's the nearest wrestler to here? Wolfgang. Wolfgang. No, he's on the card there. Abdullah the Butcher. Because it would be weird. It would look really strange. And also, he'd bring his own fork for the meal afterwards. So it'd be perfect.
You know what? Normally, I'm quite selfish with these. And I pick someone that I would like to see, you know, a Scotty Too Hotty or someone like that. I'm going to I'm going to give this one to Simon Miller, Repo Man. Because imagine, like, it's been a great time to be a wrestling fan in recent weeks, especially if you're Simon Miller with the surprise roll-up, not only dominating the main event title picture at SummerSlam, but winning the NXT breakout tournament last night.
Yeah.
So I suppose it was a reversal, but you know what I mean. So, Repo Man. Can you imagine his little face if that happens? I think he'd just stop watching wrestling. I think he would peak at that point. But yeah, let us know your suggestions in the comments section below. And we'll move on to today's and finally. And just wanted to say to the lovely Matt from Everrise, now 2.0, of course, in AEW, a massive congratulations. When we interviewed both the guys, Matt and Jeff, Matt's wife was expecting. And yeah, little baby Jack arrived on Sunday afternoon. Lovely, cute photo that Matt posted on his social medias. Hope all's well with the wife and the kid. And just massive congratulations from all of us here at What Culture, Andy.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Good to see some good guys doing good things at the moment. Congratulations to Matt. I guess 2.0 is now 2.1 as well.
Oh, so there we go. Yeah, exactly. And Jack, we do like you, so you don't get a chew. I think that's the nicest thing we can say, basically.
There you go.
But congratulations to you guys. Fantastic news to wake up to today. Right, let's know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from. For Daily Wrestling Podcast, myself and Michael Sidgwick sitting down to review NXT and look ahead to AEW Dynamite featuring CM Punk later on today. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE on Twitter. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
Follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hotzin, which is a South American tropical bird whose young have clawed wings. That sounds bloody terrifying.
Jesus, God, I'm not going to sleep tonight after that. I'll be on Twitter at Adam. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. For now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Clawed wings!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.